touchdown every time he touches the ball. He has a touchdown as well. This one's a pitch out to the left to McKay Jones, number 16, out to the 20-yard line, a gain of about 7, and he gets out to the 18 when all said and done. And that's going to be about a gain of 8 yards, maybe 9, for USA, and that's going to be good enough for a USA first down.
There's that same pitch play, Clark, that Jones scored on not too long ago. Seemed to work again.
And looks like we have a timeout on the field. So we're going to take a quick break here, too, to WLEW, your home for high school football. It's USA 16, Ubley 6.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. Come check out the 2013s that are arriving daily and the 2012s that are going fast. For example, we have acquired a good selection of hard-to-find 2012 Fusions. You can get $3,250 in rebates on this quality, dependable car that you rarely see in the service department. Come see me, Todd Bowers, and I will show you why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. Or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
At the volume dealer of the thumb, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll.
.748 left in the second quarter at 16-6. USA with the lead over Ubley. USA into the red zone of Ubley. They're at the 19-yard line of Ubley on the left side of your radio after a timeout. Well, this is going to get interesting here.
You know, Clark, a stop here would really change this momentum. You can just feel that nothing's going to stop the Patriots right now. So let's see what the Ubley defense talked about in the timeout.
And this drive courtesy of a Danrick interception from Nick Sweeney. And this is going to be a handoff to the right side, number 22. Nathan Milkey, the 5'11 junior, 185 pounds, pushes forward for maybe a yard, brings up second and 8. Second and 8.5, let's call it that. We're very precise on our measurements here. Don't ask me what the conversion is to metric. 7:20 left in the second quarter, 16-6. USA leads by 10. Trying to add on right now. Second and 8 from the Ubley 18-yard line. This is a handoff.
Fumble!
Fumble on the play. Looks like USA landed all over it. Number 10, Jake Beachy, the quarterback, pounced on it from about 4 yards away and saves a turnover. That would have been that stop there you're talking about, Dave.
That would have been huge for the Bearcats. You can see Beachy, all them fakes, finally hits one. Not quite in the numbers there. Hit him on the side of the hip, and ball fell right to the ground, but smart quarterback there. He hopped right on it.
Well, it was such a good fake. It faked out his own team and faked out me, too, in fact. I thought it was going to the left side. They're rolling to the right, and the ball was in the middle. 6:39. Left of the clock is rolling. 16-6 USA. 3rd and 10 to go. And it's a handoff right to the right side. Brandon Harper, he's rolling. He broke through 3 tackles. He's down to the 3-yard line and just shy of the end zone. Finally pushed down to the 2-yard line. And that is a, oh boy, 18-yard gain for Brandon Harper. Those are some numbers we were seeing from him last year. Is he just warming up here, Dave?
I think so, Clark. First game of the year, finally found a little room. It's going to put a smile on his face. But again, another tough 3rd and long there for the Bearcats as they let him get a first down and now got their backs against the wall.
Brandon Harper now with 42 yards on the night on 8 carries, averaging over 5 yards per carry. 1st and goal from the 2-yard line for USA, trying to pound in a few more points here against Ubley. This was a handoff to Gangler. He gets hit into the end zone, just shy. In fact, the Ubley tackle actually pushed him closer to the end zone, but he's now on the 1-inch line of Ubley. So a 1-yard gain for Gangler. Now less than 6 minutes to go until halftime.
Looks like David Rakowski had good penetration there and had to actually catch it from behind. He got through there so well.
2nd and goal from the 1-inch line. Are we just going to see a quarterback dive underneath the center here, Dave?
I don't think so yet, Clark. I think 6'3", number 27, Gangler is going to get an opportunity here to pound it in.
Well, he's in the middle of 3 backs in their backfield, and this one's a handoff to Brandon Harper. Ubley was all over that. There's 4 white jerseys all over him. And Austin Bisher was, in fact, leading the charge there for Ubley, thanks to the Carroll radio station on that call. 5:20 left here in the second quarter now pushes them back to about the 4-yard line. They have 3rd and goal with 4 to go.
Bearcat defense wasn't fooled there. Austin Bisher makes the tackle, but there were 2 or 3 other Bearcats that are ready to clean him up.
So here we go. 3rd and goal from the 4-yard line. Beachy goes back to pass, and Ubley throws the... Ubley goes for the blitz. Pass intended for number 80. That's Garrett Nitz. Goes incomplete. Overthrew him outside for about a yard. And now we have a fourth down situation from the 3-yard line.
David Rakowski sniffed that out. He put pressure, and actually finally somebody put Beachy on his backside there. That's going to make a statement for the Bearcat defense. Let's see if they can stop him for 4 yards.
This is the stop you're talking about from the beginning. 4:54 left with the clock stopped due to the incomplete pass. And here we go. Couple substitutions for USA as we're rolling here. And they're out of the huddle. Fourth and goal from the 3-yard line.
Keep an eye on Harper on the left side here, Clark.
Beachy under center, 3 men in the backfield. He goes for the play-action pass, rolls to the right side. Wide open is number 88, Dan Rick, in the end zone. Touchdown, USA. Just when Ubley had the stop on him, they go in and score 6 more. It's now 22-6, USA with a 16-point lead with 4:54 left in the second quarter.
Coach Beagle there, not afraid to go back-to-back play-action passes, and he actually rewards Dan Rick with the interception there with a touchdown of his own.
Well, I think where Jason Beagle gets a swagger, it's the red belt he's wearing with the navy blue pants.
Clark, that'd be something I might even wear on the golf course. Looks good.
And it looks very good. All right, USA going for the 2-point conversion. Back to football here. It's a handoff right in the backfield. Ubley all over him. Pushes him back to the 5-yard line. And at the bottom of that pile is number 22, Nathan Milkey.
Senior Ryan Haig there had enough of that. Finally a good stop there after the Bearcats. They're shutting down that 2-point conversion.
You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school football. It's 22-6, USA over Ubley. 4:54 left in the second quarter. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, clean up this room!
Jeez, have a cow, will ya? Yeah, don't mind her. She'll be fine. She's just upset that my room has become a pigsty this summer. It's a real drag, though, that it's about over. School is right around the corner. August is like the Sunday of summer. That reminds me, I have to tweet my friend James about this weekend. Thumb Cellular is having a sick back-to-school sale. They have some killer Androids, and get this, you get an HTC Desire or Samsung Gem for free with a 1-year contract. Plus Thumb Cellular has the new Samsung Galaxy S2. It's only $159. That's like the price of 2 Xbox games. Yes, please. My friend Emily posted a status that Thumb Cellular has a new double minutes plan. You get double minutes on any plan for as long as you have a plan. It's like a no-brainer. So, yeah. Go visit Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. It's the talk of the Thumb. And all the phones are listed on the flyer at thumbnet.net at the coupons page.
Clean up!
I know!
.454 left in the second quarter. USA now with a 16-point lead after a 5-yard touchdown pass from Jake Beachy to Daniel Rick in the right back corner of the end zone on a fourth down. There's the boot from number 45. Zach Comer catches at the 10-yard line. As number 2, Nick Sweeney, he does it all. He's out to the 30-yard line, breaks free out to the 35-yard line, and that's where he's going to stop. But more importantly, that's where the Ubley offense is going to take over. There's a late flag. It looks like a little bit of a face mask. Could be against Ubley, against the initial actions here. Nope. Face mask against USA.
They did point to the other side there, Clark, so you were not incorrect. They got it right, though. Personal foul, drug him to the ground with that face mask.
He'd win that happened. 4:45 left in the second quarter, 16-point lead for USA. Ubley only trailing, though, by 2 possessions here.
Yeah, they definitely, a score here would definitely keep them into the ball game here before the half. But finally, Nick Sweeney gets a chance to return a kick and show off his speed there and brought it to the 25-30-yard line with ease.
So that's a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. That's going to put them just shy of midfield. They start this drive at the Ubley 49-yard line. 51 yards for a score for Ubley. They have about 4 minutes and 45 seconds to do so before halftime. Same formation for Ubley. If it ain't broke, why fix it, right?
Hey, it's worked so far. They've had good success here, and the last time they had good field position, they took advantage. I look for them to do that again here.